basement.
Guys, come on, guys.
Right here.
They have the spirit boxes, and people have their... Okay, Henry.
He's ready. Woo. Waiting for device connecting.
I am going to get a little bit... Oh, wow. I feel a thickness.
Oxmoor.
I feel a heaviness. Everybody see these things crossing? You know what? I've been picking up something. I'm actually getting something out here. I'm getting a guy named George. George told me that he was in a fight. But this place like this is a bar fight. This is a tavern, and it's so weird. It's so what's he do?
You read the love that bar used to be.
Hey, this is bar used to be.
Up above.
Up above. Okay. So his energy is here. He's telling me that he was in a bar fight, and that somebody like beat him almost to death, and that when he got here, he died from a head injury. So he is. Oh, I got the chills. I am right here, is standing up, and I got the chills. Who feels the chills?
I did.
Who feels the chills? And you chill, standing on the back of your head, and I feel like I'm in an ice box. Anybody getting any oars, or anybody getting anything here? Some kind of like a flash of light, or some kind of a picture. I'm definitely feeling energy here, so. Oh, yes, definitely. I just felt, somebody's tapping. Anybody feeling me?
Yeah, I'm getting chills.
Come over here. Come over here. Come on, you want to see this. Come on.
Yeah.
Y'all want to see this. Come on. Come here. And y'all can go over here. We can get it to you.
Scanning radio frequencies, so flip over the
phone. Wow. So, and what about, who's got the EVP and who has the K2 meter? Oh, is that thing picking up?
Yeah.
This thing is picking up right here. Wow, everybody, look at this. It's picking up. The energy is letting us know that spirit's in here and that fancy little box is picking it up. I find this so interesting because I'm the intuitive and the sensitive, but the box shows it too, that there's activity. So we're bringing it in, which is very, very interesting. So I do feel George, and I know that Henry's here too, but George is very upset. So I feel that the when the people come down here to work, that they're going to feel somebody watching them, they're going to feel somebody touching them, and they're going to feel like somebody's watching them. And Mary, you have said that people have reported to you that they have felt these things here in the building.
I was here with the owner yesterday, and I felt it.
Oh, Mary felt it.
Yeah, I was in there. I could feel something. I could feel it.
Almost like somebody, like, touching you or watching you, and, yeah. And so, and I got, oh, I just thought I see somebody touch you. Did somebody just touch you? I thought I seen like a quick, somebody just touched her. What's your first name?
Cindy.
Cindy said somebody just touched her, and I seen it. I seen it. So I definitely seen it. Definitely. The energy. So Cindy feels like somebody's poking. I feel it touching me also, but it's always good when you have somebody else that is also touching or they can feel the energy. So she's definitely feeling this energy. And this box, he's doing it again. Okay, George. The box is going, and George is letting me know. George, I already know. He said he was murdered. Somebody probably murdered him. He left with a head injury. He's dead. Okay, listen. I'm going to tell you, George, it's okay to go into the light, buddy. If you have to, go into the light. Oh, he said he's not going. He said he likes to stay here. He said he likes watching people. So whoever comes in this restaurant is going to be watched by George. And then Henry's also here also. Wow. So we're picking up a lot of energies, going on. How about you guys, Shelby? Did you get anything?
No, I just feel like it's really heavy to breathe.
Yeah, very heavy. Very heavy to breathe. Does
headache.
Anybody...
Headache.
Yeah, I got a headache.
As soon as I came down the stairs, mine's before you.
Yeah,
I got that heavy feeling in my throat too, but listen to that energy there. So So, okay, you got your phone. Anybody get anything on the phone, like orbs or see an apparition or outline? How about you? Did you get anything like an apparition or anything? Oh, I just love it. They're just going to town here on me.
Does anybody know where the restrooms used to be down here? Mm-hmm. Yeah, the restrooms are back there.
Back there?
Yeah.
Because I was here
probably 12 or 13 years ago, and I was in the restroom, and it was before it closed the first time.
Okay.
Before the fire, and it opened.
Okay.
And I was in the restroom, it came out of the restroom, and I swear I walked through somebody.
Oh, definitely.
There was a guy down here, and it was probably George, because that name keeps coming to my head, too.
Did he have, like, a thick jacket on, a thick coat?
Real tall.
Real tall?
Yeah.
Oh, dark hair. Dark hair. So she is here about 12 years ago, and she was picking up and sensing things, and so that's what they'll do. What's your first name?
Janine.
Okay. So that's really, really interesting. Like I say, I can definitely feel Spirit George here. I can definitely feel Henry here. And I can feel it. But we also have someone who's, I think that George is angry a little bit because of what happened to him. And I just feel that he's very, very angry about things. George is mad that no one knew. He said it was a very rowdy place. He said, you wouldn't even want to be here. He said it was so rowdy. And he said the sheriffs didn't really do too much at the time. So, oh, yeah. Okay. And he also says to me that there's other spirits here. He said there's spirits. He said there's at least 10 spirits in this building. So we're going to have to go walk through and find out the rest of them. Joe, did you get anything on your stuff?
I will not do anything until it's absolutely quiet and people can listen to him talking right now.
Okay, so we're going to give Joe. Yeah. We're going to give Joe the. Come on over here, Joe.
Yeah.
Do you want to do it over there? Do you want to do it over here? So we're going to have Joe use some of his equipment.
We got recordings earlier. We're going to try to do it again.
Okay.
I'll pass around. You can listen to him. We'll take turns asking questions. I won't ask no questions. You'll notice this light. This light will start to flicker when they answer. That means they're talking. This is a Panasonic 60. They call it the Pandora box on eBay if you can get them. They go for $2,000 to $3,000. I have two of them. I didn't pay that kind of money. I paid $400 for one and $450. But if you get on our forum, I tell you what recorders work best. It's like this one here costs $15 to work great. Okay, we're going to try a second.
I know.
We'll have to turn that off, too.
I know. This guy loves me. Yeah. I know. That guy loves
okay,
me.
Okay, everybody ready? And like I say, we have to have absolute quiet. We will get EVPs. Probably best to shut that fan off, but we'll try it. Okay, this is Joe. I'm going to let people ask questions right here. And you take your time. Just talk nice and clear, one at a time. And they'll answer you. Then we'll play them back on this. Anybody?
Cindy?
I'm going to stand back
questions?
To which one.
Want to ask questions, Cindy?
I'm trying to phrase it correctly.
Go ahead.
Is there a spirit here that had a head injury in the back of the neck, at the base of the head?
I'm going to shut that fan off. It's very sensitive.
That's fine.
Thank you, Mary. I'm going to need a part. Thank you.
Let me ask again.
Anybody can talk.
Okay.
Doesn't matter. Just talk in a nice, clear voice.
Hey, Henry. I know you're here. You want to show us that you're here by saying hello? George, are you here? You could say hello. Want to say something to him? Ask him a question? You and Shelby?
Yeah, they're talking. Don't be scared. They're here. I can see the light flickering. That means they're answering.
Mm-hmm. Did you know the person that you got in a fight with?
Ask it again.
Do you know the person that you got in a fight with?
Shelby, you got a question? He's going to wind it back, and there's going to be answers there. It's going to, something's going to come through once he plays it back. So Adele has a question. Come on, Adele. Most definitely.
George, why do you keep shutting the doors in here? Is it you, George, or is it Henry that shuts the doors?
I'm hearing the name John who's shutting the doors, so there is several spirits.
Are there children here?
I feel upstairs. I don't feel children here. Who's John Randolph?
He was one of the people that owned this, I think, years ago.
Okay. Well, he's the one who's closing the doors. George is watching, staring, and touching people. So, and then Henry is just kind of watching also. But George's energy, be careful. I got to tell this contractor, be careful on the stairs, because he has a little bit of a wave of negative energy that he could do something that, you know, could be a little bit like give him a push or something, or that energy. So be careful. Can you feel that thickness in here? Mm-hmm. That's George. That energy is very, very thick, very, very heavy, very, very like watchful, like almost like he's a little bit angry because his life was cut short right here at the tavern. So he's like very, very upset about it. So one of you ladies, where's my one of my other ladies from the back? Would you please come up and ask a question? And then when Joe does the feedback, it's gonna give feedback back, and it's gonna be answered. Jew, what about you, dear? Janetta.
Janine.
Okay.
George, was that you 12 years ago that I saw?
Okay, how about if we give you 20 seconds? I appreciate you talking, everybody. You go ahead and ask us questions, and we're going to end this session real quick, and we'll get right back to you. How's that? Thank you. Okay, thank you for the chat. We appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of your night. You can follow us around. Talk to us again. We're going to play this back. Okay, I'll be honest with you. Now, normally, when you hear things, you're going to hear, don't get frightened. Sometimes you hear a real loud noise. That doesn't mean that's an anger. It scares you. That's just how it comes through. Very seldom can you hear what they say when it's raw like this. Sometimes you can, sometimes you can't. But when I go through the computer, I usually have to slow it down to 70%. Maybe run one filter on it, and sometimes you're Class A1's as clear as I'm talking to you right now. I'm not going to guarantee you're going to hear anything, but you should. The light did flicker. Okay, I'll let you hold this, Susan. Maybe you hear something up here, anybody. There you go. You can pass it around.
Yeah, listen.
This is John on the
ground. Yeah, go and listen. Pass it down. I'm going to pass you. Let's pass it down. I definitely hear. I definitely hear it over there.
There's something there.
Sometimes a slider will break you.
It sounds like you can hear him in the background.
Yes,
it's like muffled in the background.
Sometimes I have to amplify 400-800%.
Yeah.
Sometimes
you can hear them.
Yeah. Those are ones that's one I use on the TV shows, like Ghost Adventures and all the other ones. So. You can hear that from here. Mm-hmm.
I would say probably 1 out of 100 I hear perfectly clear over that. Especially when they tell you to get out.
When they say,
that, get out, it doesn't mean what you think all the time. They're maybe talking to me and somebody else comes over and they tell them, get out of here, I'm talking to you. People think of that the wrong way. So, and you have to understand.
Sometimes when we go next door, we might be able to hear some better stuff at once we go to the cafe. We play everything back.
You have to understand, when these people die, if they were a liar in life, they might be a bigger liar when they're dead.
Right.
Never ask them what it's like in the other side. They don't know. They haven't been here yet. So, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I've had a lot of experiences. I was involved in a house in Princeton, outside of Newcastle. Went there 6 times. You could have made a bee or a flick. You would not believe the stuff that I sent. Yeah, it was unbelievable.
So let's walk our way back this way with our
one stuff. Thing we always do.
Who
we
has
treat
the
them
box?
With the utmost respect. My theory is, even if you're dealing with something bad, if you talk nice to them,
absolutely. Well, let's go to the rest of the place a little bit.
They may not.
Ooh.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
They may not have the bond
with. Yeah.
They can tell me.
Sorry. Yeah, that little Dickens is quite the. Yeah, me too. Like a handful, yeah.
At Hillview, we use the dowsing rods.
Quite interesting.
Got
yeah, it picks up energy no matter
human energy. I love it. Love that little Dickens.